Hello and welcome to the first untitled podcast based on Asian cinema. I'm Stuart Sutherland, mostly known as Stu. I post around most of the British-based Asian film sites. I myself run HKC UK, ran the site for 4 years. I'm currently running it with James Aylmore and Matt Evans. Currently have about 6 people on staff. We've had at least a dozen in the past. We've got roughly 420 reviews behind our belt. In July 2007, I wrote a 3-page article based on the Young and Dangerous series. The article can be found on hkcuk.co.uk or alternatively at hkcuk.com. I spent a year moderating the Hong Kong Legends Forum with Scott Napier and Hussein Abdul. I do apologise right now if I'm pronouncing anyone's names wrong. It's nothing personal. I haven't asked yet the proper pronunciation of your name. It's all really my qualifications as a fan of Asian cinema. I would never call myself a Asian cinema expert. Trust me, it ain't happening. One of the quirks recently this year was having a chance to see Maggie Cheung in person at the Cinema China Film Festival, where she appeared and gave a masterclass, which I was lucky enough to attend. It was about a 1-hour, 2-hour talk on her film career with a brief question and answer at the end of it. And the Cinema China Festival also gave us the chance to see such classics as The One-Armed Swordsman on the big screen, and even the most Cheung-related movies as In the Mood for Love and Hero. I was able to attend Hero, where Maggie Cheung done an introduction for the movie. It was amazing to see her in person. She just looked so strangely thin, like from her movies, but I think not. I was going to say recent diet trends, but she just looked so fragile and skinny. Anyway, in my interests and mainly focus in Hong Kong cinema, for a long time I've followed the work of the late great Lam Ching Ying, most notable for his work in Mr. Vampire, The Prodigal Son and Magic Cop. One of my other favourite actors is Eakin Cheng, most likely known for his music career in Hong Kong, his work in the Young and Dangerous series, Twins Effect, and most recently Divergence. I've also been a fan of Chin Carlock, who's known for his work in Operation Scorpio, recently having short appearances in AV, Too Young, Drink, Drunk, Drunk, and Crazy in the City. I also have a fond taste for Studio Ghibli animes. I always stammer over pronouncing Ghibli. I'm more used to saying Ghibli, which isn't the correct pronunciation at all. I'm a big fan of Hayao Miyazaki's Howl's Moving Castle and Spirited Away. I also have a great love for The Cat's Return and Porco Rosso. Some of my favourite directors include Edmund Pang, known for Men Study in Black and Beyond Our Ken, Wilson Yip for Bullets Over Summer, SBL, and most recently Flashpoint. And one that I'd expect many fans to be fans of, Johnny Toe, known for The Exiled, PTU, and Election. We've had a couple possible titles. Ken over at Dragon's Den UK suggested Asian Cast, Asians Not Guaranteed the Show, or Asian Cast, We Didn't Cast Any Asians Though. I actually quite like that one, it did rhyme. I tried to be, I just tried to come up with a random title, like, could be worse, Asian Cinema Podcasted. Although, I'd really prefer it, well, not that I don't prefer Ken's suggestion, I think they're great, but I'd love if people would post up their own suggestions for the podcast, because it'd be a bit stupid coming in saying, hello, welcome to Untitled Podcast number 2, 3, etc. So please feel free to post suggestions at hkcuk.co.uk or dragonsdenuk.com. Once we have a proper name, one that I love and all the fans love, we'll have a website posted and where you can basically download the podcasts. Now, after all the introduction and possible titles, I thought I'd give us some brief news. Chan Kwok Kwan, aka the goalkeeper from Shaolin Soccer or Brother Sam in Kung Fu Hustle, is playing the role of Bruce Lee in a new Hong Kong television series. Appearances from well-known martial arts stars include Mark Dacascos, known for Cradle to the Grave, Drive, Gary Daniels from City Hunter, and Ray Parks. There's also been a teaser trailer posted on YouTube of Shaolin Girl, which sort of looks like a spin-off from Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu Hustle. Because when watching the trailer, you know it's a lot of, I'd say, spoofing of both movies. The story centres around a lacrosse-playing girl who chooses to train at the Shaolin Temple to improve her skills. From watching the trailer, you can also tell there's some Stephen Chow regulars flung in the mix. Our big news to me, is a Storm Riders project have been announced. Oxide Pang has shown interest in creating his own version of the infamous story. Andrew Lowell's looking into making a sequel. So now with these two projects out at the same time, I'm very excited because, as you know, I'm a big fan of Yi Kin Cheng and the first Storm Riders movie. With these projects announced, I quickly wrote up an article just expressing my thoughts, how the actors have gotten more famous over the years, such as Andrew Lau with his work in the Inferno Affairs series, Yi Kin Cheng for his music career mainly, because I know he's had a bit hit and miss career. Young and Dangerous stuff's been good, but that was amongst working with the Storm Rider trilogy. The Storm Rider trilogy in the UK is Storm Riders, A Man Called Hero, and The Duo. None of the films are related, just happen to have same director and same leading actor. But in the UK it was boxed out as the Storm Riders trilogy. So don't get that confused, because I did. Some exciting still shots have appeared online. You can find them all on monkeypeaches.com. We've got some still shots of The Forbidden Kingdom, which shows Jackie Chan reenacting a drunken master pose, which looks pretty awesome. And some shots of Jet Li as his character, the monk. There's some official screenshots of, not screenshots, some official still shots of CJ7. Stephen Chow's latest sci-fi comedy, which was also known as A Hope and Long River 7. And some cool teaser posters of The Warlords, starring Andy Lau, Jet Li, and Takeshi Kenshiro. Again, my pronunciation is probably terrible. Anyway, I recommend you find latest news from monkeypeaches.com, dragonsdenuk.com. They're all brilliant sources of news. Now, recent movies I've gotten around to watching is Heavenly Kings, directed by Daniel Wu as a sort of mockumentary based on a boy band taking on Hong Kong. The band's basically made up of four actors, like Daniel Wu, Andrew Lin, Conroy Chan, and Terence Yin. As people know, these are four good friends amongst themselves. It's basically like a mockumentary, sort of in the ways of Spinal Tap. It shows you them joining as a band, going into producing a song, trying to get a contract, realising it's not going to work out. So they come up with an ingenious plan to upload their song, Adam's Choice, to the internet. And when just the media rolls along, It's like, someone stole our track. It's too late now, but hey, you can download it for free. And with this success, well, with this campaign behind them, basically roll off and get into concerts. I'm not gonna go into detail because I'm terrible at explaining, and I don't want to spoil it for you. But I loved the concept of the film. I loved all the strange situations they go on, like when they go to see the dance choreographer, or when they meet their stylist. And there's also some very strange animation sequences. Like each actor in the movie, like the main four, have an animation sequence. And I've got to say, Terence Yin's animation sequence was rather disturbing. Just worrying, to say the least. Another recent film I've seen is Death Note, the Japanese movie based on the very successful manga. I've got an article in the works, but it's kind of grinded to a halt now. One of the main actors you'll notice in Death Note is Tatsuya Fujiwara, known as... Oh, I've forgotten his name. The lead actor in Battle Royale. Yeah, I've forgotten the name. I love the story. It's got great twist. It's a little long for 2 hours, but it works for me. I liked it. But the only thing that caught me, just like, okay, that's fake. No, it wasn't CGI. Plot holes, no. It was the brother and sister getting along. What the fuck? Really? Brothers and sisters getting along? Nah. That doesn't happen for me. If it was to be a real film, she'd be making fun of him, he'd be getting angry, tempted to write her name into the book. But no. Okay, I thought a little bit too much into it. It was just one of those things like, that's bullshit. No way could they get along. Oh, and another... Stop sweating. I'll stop. Aye, what you'll probably notice in future podcasts when I finally figure out a way to get conversations up with other names in the Asian cinema online community is I'll probably bullshit a lot. Like, not as if I'm lying, I'm just meaning I'll swear a lot. Like, yeah, if there was like a wee curse jar, put a pound in for every time, swore, I could probably keep this site running for, a decade, at least. Right, back to Death Note. There's surprised to see that Shiodo Nakamura provided the voice of the god of death, Ryuk. Thought that was really cool. And Death Note finishes off at a cliffhanger which picks up straight away in Death Note 2, The Last Name. I've seen the movie before, it is also great. They made that really work. I love just the way it was filmed, the story, the twists. This film is all, the second sequel is on for 2 hours as well. But hey, I think it works. Sure, if you put it together into a 4 hour film, your ears is gonna get numb. Trust me. Right, some films that I have got here on my unwatched DVD rack is Flashpoint. Obviously, I'm excited about this one. I think it could be better than Shapo Lang, aka Killzone. Then there's I'm a Cyborg, but that's okay. Just caught my curiosity. Had a chance to see it at the Edinburgh Film Festival, but it was just too close to the date, and the travelling to Edinburgh and back was just it exceeded the £5 ticket. So I'm curious about this one, but it just looks like a wacky romantic comedy set in an insane asylum. Then there's the classic Above the Law with Yuen Biu. What? I don't need to say anything else. I've also got the Dragon Dynasty release of King Boxer, aka The Five Fingers of Death. Never seen it. Saw brief trailers, but it's just... I know it's a Shaw Brothers Kung Fu film. It's gonna rock. Now, a couple of the films I've got now are blind buys, just don't know anything. The cover art looks cool. Hey, I know that actor, buy it. So, now I've got copies of City of Violence, Juliet in Love, and Funeral March sitting here waiting to be watched. Not a clue what any of them are about, who knows. But I'm also eager to see the release of Blood Brothers, the recent remake of A Bullet in the Head starring Daniel Wu and Shuke. Exodus, Edmund Pang's recent film, which is yet to arrive on DVD. And No Mercy for the Roots, which is a Korean film, came out, I think, 2006, circa 2006, 2005, which stars the lead, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because I always forget or get mixed up, but he's the main dude in Save the Green Planet. He had the blue hair in Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. You know who I'm talking about now, so I ain't going to say any more. Right, hopes for the podcast. Hopefully in the future there will be more people than me, because you know this shit's going to be a lot easier to listen to when there's more people talking. A lot more conversation rolling off the tongues. So I'm hoping to get Jim and Jeff from HKC UK on the mic. Ken and Mike from Dragon's Den. Adam Terrell from Third Window Films. And Mike Leader from Impact Magazine. Hopefully many more. Just many more people. It will be brilliant if this gets up and running. Just talk. I won't say it comes out every week. This one's probably going to have at least a month before our next one, because I'm sure you guys don't want to listen to me sitting blathering on and on with my desolate tones. But now, I'm just going to plug the hell out of y'all. I'm going to plug hkcuk.com, my site I run with Jim and Matt. We've got recent reviews of Enter the Fat Dragon and my article of Storm Riders. Dragon's Den UK, which I whipped to a great review of The Brave Archer. And all just get your news from that site as well, it's great. SoGoodReviews.com, with recent reviews of Embrace Your Shadow, Hooked on You, quick takes of Shaolin Popeye, The Last Affair, and The Black Dream. SoGoodReviews.com is a great website for films you don't, not mainstream films. You won't be finding any reviews of Infernal Affairs, just the big mainstream films. You ain't going to find them there. You're going to find the rough stuff, the Category 3 films, the Raped by Angel movies, Dr. Lamb. Ken, who runs the site, just does a great job right there. MonkeyPeaches.com is a great site for news. AsianBay.com. Now they're a must. You can buy, sell DVDs, VCDs, videos, magazines and posters. It's free. It's just like eBay, but there's no postal fees. No, there's no posting fees. The auction lasts forever. It just stays up there until someone's chosen to buy it. They run through PayPal. It's a great site. I sell most of my DVDs up there. They're just great price DVDs. AsianBay.com, HKCUK.com, DragonsDenUK.com, SoGoodReviews.com, MonkeyPeaches.com. I'm Stuart Sullivan. This is enough of me talking. Catch you next time.